This is Close Up Fort Mill TKK, presented by Piedmont Medical Center. You won't believe what's in your own backyard. Carmen Miller Realty Group. Live where you love and love where you live. And by Kuster Commercial. Commercial real estate for the Carolinas. Now, live from the Toast Cafe, here is Patty Mercer.
Hello and welcome. It is a Thursday afternoon, and we are live from Famous Toastery right here in TKK, honoring the legacy of Detective Mike Doty. We're learning about the 809 Foundation. You may not be familiar with this organization. It's new. It's under a year old. But with me today, I have Chris Doty and Jonathan Mosley here to talk about the 809 Foundation and to, again, honor the legacy of Detective Mike Doty, whose end of watch was January 2018. As I said, this is fresh stuff. This is tough stuff, and this is real life. So welcome to Close Up Fort Mill TKK. Let's begin with you, Chris Doty. You are not just a brother. You're a twin, the twin, identical twin brother of Detective Doty. How are you doing?
I'm good. Thank you. We're happy to be here. Thank you for having us.
Thank you. I want you to talk right into that mic. So tell me a little bit about you. You're also in law enforcement.
Correct. I started at the sheriff's office in 2004 and been there ever since. So.
Yes. And you have married?
I am.
Father, too?
Yep. Married. Have two girls, a two-year-old and a six-year-old.
Wow. Well, we really appreciate you coming and sharing with us about the 809 Foundation and about your brother. I mean, I think all of our lives changed in January of 2018 because this shouldn't have had to happen. How are you dealing as a brother and a colleague?
I'm good. It's still a daily process. And that's, you know, for me, my family, and all of our coworkers. You know, we continue to move forward, but it's a daily process.
You know, shortly before we came on air, we talked about how we are, you know, so many new citizens are moving into York County and our listeners. Can you frame up for us what began the reason behind the 809 Foundation?
Yeah, it was started by John and Lisa Mosley, some good friends of mine and my brothers. And it was kind of their goal, and they came up with it. It was their brainchild. And it's the purpose of it is to continue, to try to continue a little bit of what Mike was passionate about, just a few of the things that he was passionate about. He was very involved in the sheriff's office and other extracurricular activities. Many of those came from the sheriff's office. He just continued them outside of work. But he was very involved in all of his friends' lives and just trying to make everybody else around him better. And so that's what we want to do.
You know, the pain never stops. The loss is always there. And yet when there is an opportunity for those of us who knew Detective Doty and loved Detective Doty, as was witnessed by the outpouring from the community, this is a way to feel like we're doing something, and it's therapeutic. It takes time, but it also helps all of us heal when we know that we are continuing to be inspired by the way he lived his life. Now, Jonathan Mosley is beside you. You and your wife, Lisa, of course, Lisa was going to be with us today, but she's not feeling that well. You guys really thought about this. You knew Detective Doty, you know his family, you know the type of person he is, and all the good work that he did outside of time, you know, at work. This is just mentoring and role modeling and just being a consistent, positive example in life for his family and his friends. So where did you get 809? What does 809 mean?
809 was Mike's call number. Every officer is assigned a call number. His was 809. Also, in some law enforcement agencies, 809 is a call for a missing person. So we decided to call the 809 Foundation in honor of Mike's number, and then also because he's our missing person. And we just wanted to carry on what he had been doing, what we knew about he had been doing, and then what we found that he had been doing afterwards that nobody knew about, that he didn't tell anybody. Just all the stuff he did for so many people, that he just did it and with no reward. He didn't want any acknowledgement or anything. So,
you know, they say the character of a person is measured by what they do when nobody's looking. And discovering all of these things that Mike was doing just elevates his character so great. And 809, you know, we talk about call letter communication, and once you understand what that 809 stands for, it gives you, it's inspiring to stand with it. Mm-hmm. You guys are really doing a lot to reach out to the community.
Yep.
So if you look at your mission, what is the mission of the 809 Foundation?
Our mission was, like I said, was to carry on a little, very small portion of what Mike did. He was very passionate about the Narcan program at the Sheriff's Office. He's actually in charge of the Narcan program. And he was passionate about trying to slow down the opioid epidemic we're having. He was big on youth mentoring. As an advisor of the Sheriff's Office Explorer program, and just community unity as a whole. So our mission, as it stands, is to continue to help provide monies for substance abuse counseling, substance abuse centers, to help out youth mentoring, and just community unity to bring the community and the police departments and whomever closer together.
That's fantastic. I was reading on Keystone's Facebook, and I saw that 4 out of 5 heroin users started with prescription painkillers. Now, heroin, we don't think of an older person, a middle-aged person, a teenager that is recovering from surgery on their knee as becoming a heroin or addicted to heroin, and yet this is what we're seeing happen. In fact, it wasn't that long ago that Narcan itself was a controversial topic of conversation as it relates to should our first responders have it. Obviously, your brother, Chris, felt that yes, first responders should have it, and he was overseeing and spearheading that not only they had it, but they had the ability and confidence of knowing how to use it. What was that looking like from your perspective?
Well, Mike being Mike, but yeah, he was very, very passionate about it.
The uncut version, yeah. Mike being Mike. What do you mean by that?
if Mike's passionate about something, he does it 110. He did it 110%. But it was much more. I mean, everybody hears that phrase, but Mike took it personally.
It's and like he knew this. It was something bigger than him.
Yes.
That gave him that
yes.
ability just to push forward.
Yep.
And now look.
And he wanted to make sure that everybody had it. And so that was a huge, huge part at the sheriff's office. But it was he was doing stuff with other departments in the county and making sure that they had it as well. Because unfortunately, Narcan's a needed thing in law enforcement, because a lot of times, you know, the police officers are there before EMS. If it's something that we have to get there and make sure that it's safe for them to go in, we do that. And because we don't want them to get hurt. And so we go in, and if we're there and we have it, and it's used a lot.
Yeah, okay, so recently Demi Lovato overdosed. The Narcan was making the headlines that her friend had some just in case there was a situation of need. It goes in the nose.
It does.
How do you administer the Narcan?
The program, the Narcan program in the state of South Carolina is administered through Department of Health and Environmental Control, or DHEC. And it's so the Narcan that's used by first responders here locally is nasal spray.
Okay.
And it's a single dose. And each officer carries 2. And you administer it, wait a set amount of time. If there's no response, you administer the second one. And hopefully, by the time you administer the second one, either you're getting a response or EMS is there who carries a stronger amount and more of it, obviously. But the key component to administering Narcan is getting it administered quickly so that you get a response. So,
I see. So it reverses the effect, because an opioid or a heroin overdose, is it basically your brain just kind of forgets to tell your body to breathe, or everything?
Pretty much everything just shuts down.
Shuts down. And yeah. So the Narcan reverses that impact,
correct.
That effect.
Correct.
I was reading that as of July 26th, 19 confirmed lives have been saved in the Rock Hill Police Department. What are you seeing this? Are you out there as first responders using the Narcan right here in York County? Give me a picture of what that looks like.
Unfortunately, we are. It's not something that we wish we didn't have to. But yeah, we are. I don't know the numbers for this year. I don't know the numbers. I have personally used it, and got guys that I work with have I've seen them use it. But I don't know the numbers, but it's more than it should be.
With it being like that, and to know that it was once challenged that first responders would have this, what would be the argument that you wouldn't have it?
I don't know that there is one.
Yeah. I mean, because this is something that we're seeing, and like accidental overdosing, you would want a first responder to be prepared to handle that, to give your loved one a second chance. Especially, I mean, unless there's a suicide note, it's an accident. So anyway, so let's go back to the 809 Foundation. You're also youth mentoring, and you're looking at organizations like Keystone from a state level, legislators. Congressman Ralph Norman has been very supportive and passionate about this beginning of the 809 Foundation. So obviously it's not just affecting South Carolina, York County, but this is a national issue.
It is, and we're happy to have that support. Ralph Norman came out for the first event for Main Street Fort Mill Jam on July 14th.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I think he got a little wet.
Yes, he did.
It wasn't raining.
No. We had a dunk tank, which we'll have again at our event coming up this Saturday.
Okay.
On the 11th. But yeah, he came, got in the dunk tank along with Sheriff Tolson and some other police officers and community members as well. So it was awesome. But the support we're very, very happy to have it and to try to move forward. Because we want to, with the opioid epidemic, part of what we will do is with Keystone and with the Explorer program through the Sheriff's Office to try to continue those things. So we're very, very happy to have that.
Because really, it is so multi-layered as we look at some of the symptoms that are consequences as it relates to the health of our kids, the emotional stability of our kids, the gun, you know, school safety. I mean, this is the mentoring, the positive messages that Detective Doty was providing for kids. This is part of that equation to find solutions so that our world is a safer place. In terms of the 809 Foundation, you have a lot. Obviously, Detective Doty was into a lot of things. You are looking to be a partner with existing organizations that are on the right path doing good things, such as Keystone.
Yes, that's correct. Our goal is to raise money to donate to the organizations that already exist. We're not trying to compete with them, and we don't have any of the... We can't do what they can do, what they've already established that they do much better than us. So our goal is to raise money to assist them monetarily with whatever they need.
Yes, and Back the Blue, you know, we Back the Blue because we have been personally affected and impacted by the loss of Detective Doty. When I look at the brotherhood and that includes, you know, men and women. There is just a fraternity as it relates to those first responders, law enforcement, that are doing such good things every day. And you guys are so humble that, you know, I can see, like, even when I compliment you on your honor and integrity, it's kind of like, and I'll go there, Patty. But it is true. You guys get up every day. You don't know what a day holds, and yet you're willing to put your life on the line in case you have to step up and save our lives. That is huge and such an important part of what you do every day. And I just want to say thank you right now to you and your family for just choosing to serve in the way that you do. We're going to take a short break and remind our listeners that they are listening to Close Up Fort Mill TEK. When we come back, we're going to have more conversation with Chris Doty, Jonathan Mosley about the 809 Foundation and how you can get involved and make a difference as well. And of course, Close Up is made possible every Tuesday and Thursday from 12 to 12:30 by our presenting sponsors, Piedmont Medical Center. You won't believe what's in your own backyard. Houston Commercial Real Estate for the Carolinas. Miller Realty Group, live where you love and love where you live. And of course, our co-sponsor, York Electric Cooperative, providing safe, reliable, affordable, and environmentally responsible electrical power. We'll be back with more Close Up in just a few. Located in Fort Mill, the Kuester Companies continue to create value throughout the Carolinas. Our multidiscipline team with extensive project experience provide expert advice, giving our clients the edge to excel. Kuester Commercial, customized solutions for every stage of the commercial real estate process.
Some things in life are certain. Unfortunately, our health is not one of them. 1 in 8 women will develop breast cancer in their life. But Piedmont Medical Center is here to help stop you from becoming a statistic. Mammograms are an effective form of early detection and perhaps the single greatest tool in our fight against breast cancer. So be proactive. Make time for your mammogram today at Piedmont Medical Center. Visit pmcmammo.com. That's pmcmammo.com to schedule an appointment.
Carmen Miller and the Miller Realty Group understand that choosing the right home is just the beginning. Becoming part of a growing community, now that's where life happens. If you're looking for the right home, start with us. Our passion is helping you. Visit homesfortmill.com to see the most recent home listings and be sure to check out Carmen Miller's Talk of the Town, Carolinas. Every Tuesday to discover even more reasons to love the Carolinas. Live where you love and love where you live. Carmen Miller Realty Group, welcome home. homesfortmill.com. Hey, from Famous Toastery in Tiga K. We want to thank you for your loyal patronage, and we're excited to announce that both Indian Land and Rock Hill Famous Toasteries are open and ready to serve you our delicious, always fresh breakfast and lunch, daily specials, and I could go on. You can be sure that each location of Famous Toastery is uniquely designed with the same great culture and experience that we're known for. We'll see you at Famous Toastery, where every server is your server.
On cold winter mornings and hot summer afternoons, we can beat the peak demand for electricity together. This is Mark Howie. Just go online to yorkelectric.net, sign up, and we'll let you know via email, text, or call when the demand is at its highest. All you do is turn off unnecessary lights and think twice before using your dishwasher, washing machine, or clothes dryer, and adjust your thermostat to use a little less heat or air during the beat the peak hours. At York Electric Co-op, we believe if we all cut back on energy use a little, we can make a big difference together.
Located in Fort Mill, the Kuester Companies continue to create value throughout the Carolinas. Our multidiscipline team with extensive project experience provide expert advice, giving our clients the edge to excel. Kuester Commercial, customized solutions for every stage of the commercial real estate process.
We now return to Close Up Fort Mill Tiga K. Once again, here's Patty Mercer.
We're back and you're listening to Close Up Fort Mill TGK. We are live today from Famous Toastery right here in TGK, where lunch is bustling. And pretty soon we'll be back to school. And it's a funny thing how the room changes when suddenly the kids are back at school. I see moms dining together and children, and it's just a good feeling. Of course, my guests today, Jonathan Mosley and Chris Doty, we're talking about the 809 Foundation, honoring the legacy of Detective Mike Doty. And I learned the acronym EOW. January 2018, which means end of watch. along with the loss of his life, were those injured on it was a Sunday night on a domestic violence call, something that was not expected and yet something that is a possibility every day when you wake up and suit up to go into the field. The 809 Foundation, again, it's called the 809 Foundation because
809 was Mike's call number. It's also in some agencies that 809 is a missing person. So in order to honor Mike, we wanted to call it the 809 Foundation after his call number. And also, he's our missing person now.
Gotcha. And to continue his legacy by providing assistance with substance abuse prevention, partnering with Keystone and other agencies that are already doing good work there, treatment, youth mentoring, and community unity, which I really, really liked. And Fort Mill has put together this Main Street Jam, which you were at last month, and you're going to be again, what is this, August 11th?
August the 11th.
August the 11th. So tell me about the 809 Foundation's involvement with Fort Mill Main Street Jam.
So Main Street Fort Mill Jam was an idea of the representatives from Hobos,
okay,
and Amor Artis, businesses on Main Street,
okay,
that
the
wanted
there, yep, doing cool things,
that wanted to get people downtown. So once those conversations started, we were graciously and very appreciative that they asked us to be a part.
Cool.
So we jumped in with the July 14th event, just by providing volunteers and helping out with the dunk tank, getting people to come out and just having, obviously, a lot of our volunteers are police officers and their families. So it gets us out there and lets us interact, which was huge on the 14th. So like you mentioned, we're doing it again this Saturday from 2 to 9. We'll have the dunk tank again, and we can go over some of those people here shortly.
You told me that the water in the dunk tank
is cold, very cold.
It's like in
38 degrees, is what I was told. I haven't gotten in it. I'll be in it this Saturday, but everybody that did get in it, that was the number one comment.
Yeah, I was there, and it was so hot, and the crowd was fantastic. It was a feeling of community, unity. You're right. The list of those that were willing to be dunked, and what was it, for $20, you could actually push the button?
Correct.
That's my kind of dunking right there. And that's a surefire thing right there. So you've got a pretty impressive list of those willing to sit on that little ledge and take the plunge coming up on Saturday.
We do. We do. It'll be Tommy Pope, a couple police officers, Mayor Savage from Fort Mill, a couple more police officers. We also got some assistant principals or principals from the school district. Since we're getting so close to kids going back to school,
oh, yeah,
try to get them out and give them an opportunity to welcome,
yeah,
and say hello to their new school administrators.
I can see it now. It's like, it's for a good cause. Clunk. Now, this is also, I hear murmurings about a cornhole tournament.
Correct. So with this, for this event, we're having a cornhole tournament. It's $50 a team. And come out, we've got a company coming down from Charlotte that runs it, sets up a bracket. All you have to do is show up and play. It's double elimination. And then we've got, for prizes, we've got two different sets of cornhole boards, each for first place and second place. They each get the winners get cornhole boards. And then for third place, you get a cooler.
I tell you what, cornhole tournaments are big. We got a couple more minutes. What do we want to make sure that we share with our listeners today?
Come out and enjoy downtown, support the local businesses that are there, but also come out and meet us.
Yeah.
let's talk.
Yeah.
And get to know the people in your community, not just your businesses, but also a lot of the people that are involved in this foundation.
Absolutely. And I think it's so important for all of us to realize that our law enforcement, our first responders, they are a vital part of our community, and they are nice people, not scary people. Again, through those conversations, you have the opportunity to gain a perspective on the heart and the mission that Detective Mike Doty had and the way he lived his life. Thank you so much. I tell you, the time goes by so fast, but an honor to get to talk with you, Chris Doty, meet you, Jonathan Mosley, continue the good work on the 809 Foundation, and my love and prayers for your family and continued healing. And thank you for being with us today on this edition of Fort Mill Close Up, Fort Mill TKK. And, of course, it wouldn't be possible without our presenting sponsors, Piedmont Medical Center. You won't believe what's in your own backyard. Houston Commercial Real Estate for the Carolinas. Miller Realty Group, live where you love and love where you live. And thanks to our co-sponsor, York Electric Cooperative. When the facts matter, close up counts. Until next time, this is...